It's time for the special MFR edition of the Territorial Rodeo Update with Derek Beck. Brought to you by TD Angus at Rischel Ranch.
Opening night of the NFR did not disappoint, unless you were hoping for someone to slow down Stetson Wright, because that's definitely not going to happen. If anybody wondered whether the 8-time world champ was really healthy after busted ribs and a beat-up midsection earlier this fall, well, Stetson walked into the Thomas & Mack last night and basically yelled, "Hold my chapstick."
Yes, I am a cowboy!
Wright swept the night, winning both saddle bronc and bull riding again. That's the third time in his career that he's doubled up in one night, and he's now dropped more than $73,000 in his pocket and widened his all-around lead in the world over Wacy Shala, who had a solid night himself with an 86.25 in the bareback and an 88.5 in bull riding. Not too shabby. The rest of our night one recap of the NFR on the other side.
Trey Wassenberry here with TD Angus at Rischel Ranch in North Platte, Nebraska. Join us this Friday, December 12th, for our big commercial female sale at North Platte Stockyards, where we will sell over 1,000 head of bred heifers and come in 3- and 4-year-old Angus spring calving cows, featuring consignments from Miller, Glade, Nelson, and the Strongsburger ranches, and also the complete dispersion of the early calving Pioneer Ranch cows, all coming 3-year-olds from Tryon, Nebraska. We will start the day with tours for producers at the new sustainable beef plant at 10:30 a.m., followed by a certified Angus beef lunch at North Platte Stockyards, and the sale starting immediately after at 1 p.m. After the sale, join us for a cocktail hour and NFR viewing party at the legendary North 40 Chop House. Join us for a big day in Cowtown this Friday at North Platte Stockyards for a commercial female sale, where we will sell the most of the best. Look us up on Facebook or call North Platte Stockyards for more information.
In the bareback riding last night, Cooper Cook grabbed the spotlight with an 88.5-point trip on Ramblin' Man to win round one and jump all the way to sixth in the world. Nebraska's Garrett Shadbolt finished 11th and out of the money, just in front of world standings leader Rocker Steiner, who also had a rough night. Over in the big boy strength competition, also known as steer wrestling, Tyler Wagisback started his chase for world title number 6 with a sharp 4.0 second run. He's now 23,000 behind Will Loomis and very much in the hunt. Purple Wave Warrior J.D. Struxness finished in a tie for second. Team Ropers Lightning Aguilera and Caden Profili lived up to the name Lightning, turning in a 4.0 to win the round. In tie down, Shad Money Mayfield nearly broke the arena record last night with a smoking 6.8 second run. Gearing Nebraska's Riley Pruitt finished last with no time. And finally, Barrel Racing fans, Cassie Mowry's title defense is officially rolling. Her dependable gray Will, usually considered her backup horse, ran a 13.66 to win round one and remind everyone that he is absolutely not the pinch hitter. And in bull riding, we told you Stetson Wright dominated. Kansan Luke Mackey in his first NFR finished in the money in sixth place. Sodak's Mason Moody just outside the pay window in seventh. Round one is in the books. The alleyway's warm and Vegas is just getting started, folks. Buckle up. Round two rolls tonight. We'll have another TRU NFR update tomorrow right here.